More news stories now, including an abandoned car is found on a city roundabout, and the unusual sport of chess boxing comes to Norwich. But first, a new £4 million leisure complex and 72-bed hotel block could be built on the edge of Norwich.
A new £4 million leisure complex and a 72-bed hotel block could be built on the edge of a Norfolk village. The Wensum Valley Hotel, Golf and Country Club is seeking to build the facilities on its site in Taverham off Beach Avenue. Along with the construction of a three-storey accommodation block, it has sought permission to build a standalone leisure centre. Plans would see the existing swimming pool demolished and replaced with a new leisure complex, which includes a spa. Meanwhile, a new pro golf shop featuring a golf sim room would be built and its valley restaurant extended. The hotel said it had lost out on potential function bookings as it could not accommodate the required numbers of people. And in planning papers submitted to Broadland District Council, the hotel said the expansion would ensure its future economic viability. They also said customer expectations have changed in the 18 years the current leisure complex has been opened, and to be able to increase member numbers, the current facilities cannot be adapted. Founded in 1990, the premises covers a 250-acre site and is situated in the northwest of Norwich.
A bus shelter at the University of East Anglia has won an award for its design and craftsmanship. The low-carbon shelter on University Drive was unveiled last November and has now been recognised by the Norfolk Association of Architects. The bus stop was built as part of the Norfolk County Council scheme to boost the image of public transport on campus. LSI Architects designed the steel structure with sustainable materials. The shelter has a green roof intended to promote biodiversity and intrigue top-deck passengers, and several swing seats to entertain waiting passengers.
An 85-year-old woman has told how she thinks she heard an arsonist running downstairs just hours before a blaze completely destroyed a Norwich flat. Firefighters said it was very lucky no one was seriously injured or killed following a fire which ripped through the flat in Pen Grove off Aylsham Road. Police have revealed the blaze is now being treated as arson, following an investigation by Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, which found the cause of the fire was inconclusive.
Farmers growing mustard and mint for Coleman's factory in Norwich hope their historic supply line will continue as bosses consider the firm's future location. After 200 years of milling mustard in Norwich, Coleman's owner Unilever has launched a review into the firm's future in the city after drinks firm Britvic, which shares its site at Carrow Works, announced proposals to move its production. About 60% of the factory's mustard is supplied by English mustard growers. A partnership of 18 farmers based in Lincolnshire, Cambridgeshire and Norfolk, who deliver around 1,400 tonnes of seed per year to the mill in Norwich, believed to be the only one of its kind in Europe. One key ingredient, which is entirely reliant on the location of the factory, is mint, which is currently grown within 30-mile radius of Carrow because the delicate leaves would become bruised and unusable if transported too far before being pickled and processed into mint sauce. A Unilever spokesman said, "Coleman's has been an important part of Norwich and the surrounding area for more than 200 years, and whatever the outcome of the review, we will work hard to retain this link."
Two crashes on Norfolk's roads, including one which left a car abandoned in the centre of one of Norwich's busiest roundabouts, led to arrests on suspicion of drink driving. Police were called after reports from bemused motorists that a car seemed to have been abandoned in the centre of the Heartsease roundabout. Officers who went to the scene found a silver Vauxhall car resting in the middle of the roundabout where the Ring Road meets Plumstead Road and Harvey Lane. They covered it in police tape while they attempted to establish what had happened. It turned out that the man who was believed to have been driving the car had been taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital by ambulance after an incident in nearby Whittard Road. Police subsequently arrested him on suspicion of drink driving. And police were also called to Dereham Road after a blue Mini left the road. A woman was taken into custody on suspicion of driving while over the drink drive limit. She is not believed to have been hurt in the crash.
It has been claimed they will help revolutionise the way frontline police officers work by freeing up their time and enabling them to spend longer on the streets. The handheld tablets allow officers to remotely update crime systems, review live incidents, and carry out stop and search procedures on the go rather than having to return to stations. And with the technology about to be rolled out to officers in Norfolk and Suffolk, Norwich Officer Sergeant Mark Shepherd said the new technology is already making a difference. Sergeant Shepherd, who has been one of those trialling the new Samsung tablets, said it allows officers to be more visible to the public for increasing patrol times instead of having to come back to the station to complete the paperwork. We can be out there giving that public reassurance and community engagement, which is so key to policing when policing is under such tough measures and cuts. Norfolk and Suffolk constabularies have budgeted £1.2 million to equip the officers with the devices, but it is expected that the efficiencies brought by their deployment will save the constabulary money in the long term.
A specialist rehabilitation unit in Norwich has transformed its walls thanks to people who have been treated for complex neurological disabilities. The Patient Environment Group at Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust, NCHC, with support from Headway Norfolk and Waveney, have been working with people recovering from brain injuries to encourage them to photograph and share places and sites across Norfolk which motivated them in their recovery. The photography display was unveiled at Caroline House, the specialist neurological rehabilitation inpatient service at Coleman Hospital, Norwich, by Vinu Harilal, interim medical director, and Mary Page, ward manager at Caroline House. The permanent display will showcase work by people who have been treated at Caroline House, as well as clients from brain injury charity Headway. This is the second art exhibition at Coleman Hospital featuring work by people recovering from head injury. The other features paintings and prints and is located in Jubilee House, a specialist neurological rehabilitation outreach service.
People of all ages enjoyed stepping back through the centuries for a day of medieval spectacle and festivities at Norwich Castle. As Saturday night fever, there were battles on the castle green and the chance to meet a medieval warhorse on the castle mound. Meanwhile, inside the keep, people were able to find out more about weapons and armour, make their own shields and swords, and even take part in a knight's dance. The day of knightly fun was linked to the castle's £13.5 million Gateway to Medieval England project to transform the keep back to its former glory as a royal palace for Norman kings. And at the event, people were also able to find out more about the ambitious project. Anna McCarthy from Norwich Castle said, "We've got the Big Keep redevelopment project, and as well as putting together all the architectural plans, we are also piloting what our visitor program will be in the future. With Saturday Night Fever, we were bringing the nights back to life. We are all about the place and the castle, but it is also about the people too, and the knight is one of the most exciting and romantic characters, full of bravery and valour." She said the plan was to have more large-scale events like Saturday Night Fever in the future, as well as nightclub for children.
Now to our feature written by Derek James, who looks at the life of Dr. Blythe, a public figure whose legacy was education. The reader is Sarah Lusher.